Belarusian police cracked down on a pastor holding private worship services. Pressure continues for hope givers in India, and scholarship funds help keep China's church healthy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Election observers in Europe are concerned about free elections this month in Belarus, as four election observers and a presidential candidate were arrested. This overshadowed the arrest of Pastor Georgi Vizovsky for violating a new law. Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba.
This regulation says that you cannot conduct any religious activity outside of the church walls. But as in this case, this church cannot have their own facility. And because, you know, they simply wanted to have Bible studies and worship, they were gathering at the pastor's home. For that, he was in prison.
Fearing a Ukrainian-like revolution, President Lukashenko has passed laws restricting freedom and has raided 72 non-governmental organizations, claiming they were spies. Rahuba says this means one thing for Russian ministries.
It means that we have to train people harder. We have to continue supporting them, training the next generation of church leaders. They would continue boldly spreading the gospel.
Next, a $12,500 bounty each has been placed in the lives of M.A. and Samuel Thomas, the leaders of Hope Givers International. That information appeared in a Rajasthan newspaper. The radical Hindu government has threatened to seize their 65 schools and 13 orphanages and sell them. This comes as Hope Givers was planning its largest seminary graduation ever, 10,000 students. Pray that the National Human Rights Commission will act to protect Hope Givers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Muslim leaders over the weekend led protest rallies claiming Israel disrespects other religions' holy sites and is intolerant. Christian leaders balk at the charges. Christians have fled previously Christian-dominated cities such as Nazareth and Bethlehem en masse due to persecution and holy site desecrations by Muslims. Just last week, Muslim terrorists firebombed a Bible Society building in Ramallah. Despite the threats, a remnant evangelical church remains and ministry is continuing. We turn next to China, where the dearth of trained pastors has given rise to cults. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says a prominent church leader revealed the severity of the issue. Berkland says there are only 18 official seminaries in China. Without enough trained facilities, the problem is only going to get worse.
There's about one ordained pastor to every 10,000 believers. So there's a real leadership gap there, and that's where China Partner wants to help and serve the church in China, by providing additional training, theological study books to help accelerate this process.
Berkland says they're partnering with the Jiangxi Provincial Bible School.
We have set up a scholarship fund for poor students. This allows that particular school to invite and to allow for students in the countryside who normally don't have enough money to be able to get theological training at this Bible school to come and be prepared for ministry.
And instability in the Middle East has had an adverse effect on families there. However, Sat7's Debbie Brink says their programming response prompted an audience reaction they didn't expect. She attributes a 40% jump in response to addressing a felt need.
One very exciting trend is regarding a program called The Happy Marriage, which was a program that we aired towards the end of last year. And we saw 20,000 responses come in just for that program, which touches on a real felt need in the region.
Brink says their work supports local churches and community ministry. It also speaks volumes on the role family plays in a volatile region.
It validates the fact that we have partnered with the Bible societies this year to sponsor the Year of the Family in the Middle East. And so a lot of our programs this year are being geared towards that theme of the Year of the Family.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow, as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.